I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
How are you on this fine day?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you?
You know, I know everybody's probably getting really tired of hearing this, but I'm sorry, but I'm doing great.
Well, that's
no apologies.
No, it's good to not apologize.
Yeah, because every morning it's a new day.
Yeah.
And that I have made it a habit to wake up and just be grateful for every new day.
I love that. And that is the best way, I think, to open the eyes and enter this day is just to like let ourselves have our own love for ourselves and our own thankfulness or our gratitude for ourselves and for this day. Thank you for that, Donna. That's a beautiful thought.
Yeah.
I feel great today and I am very happy to be here. We have something that we would like to tell everybody about.
Yeah, we sure do.
We have a little bit of a GoFundMe site that we'd like to bring up this morning.
Yes, many of you may remember or know us from when we were on the radio.
Yeah.
We were on the radio where Ryan was the host of our radio show, Lyrical Wisdom.
Yes.
That's
and
where Lyrical Wisdom show was.
And it came from, that's our birth. It's kind of the origin story, if you will, is Ryan helped us being our engineer, providing the radio station, and doing a lot with us to make all of that happen.
Right, right. And recently, we are no longer on the radio.
Yeah, we no longer do the radio show, but luckily, we get to do this, and we're here with you every day or
That's
whenever you
true.
Want to listen to us.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we have found out is that our good friend and former engineer has had a few medical issues that have come up.
Yes. Yep. From what I understand, pretty, you know, I mean, I don't want to call them severe, but yeah, medical issues that has kept him from work.
Yes. Substantial medical issues that are really challenging for him. And so we ask that our listeners, if they would like to, please go visit the GoFundMe site and dig deep into your heart and just think about Ryan and take a look at the GoFundMe site and contribute a dollar or two if you can.
Yeah.
That would be really kind.
And we'll help you guys out and make it really easy for you by putting the link down below this video. So if you feel it in your heart to share a little bit of your love and help Ryan out, then please visit the GoFundMe site that we will put a link to below this video.
Unfortunately, I don't know his exact site, so the link will be posted.
Yeah.
We are very happy and very grateful for the opportunity to do that. So.
And thank you, Ryan.
Yes, thank you so much, Ryan.
And thank you, all of you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so, Bruce, what are we going to do this morning? I am so excited about this song. I was actually on a site, and this song was brought up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And they played it, and I kind of listened to it, and I was like, that sounds like a really good song. I want to do those lyrics.
This is a really great song for me because I've listened to this in my past from the 80s until today. I am a fan of this band, and I am one of those people that enjoys this music in my life, even though I know that I'm probably an older generation that this appeals to, because we were thinking about that. We thought, well, what has happened to this band since this song came out and became such a wild sensation? Because this song really propelled this band into the limelight.
This
was something,
particular song?
This particular song was a very popular song when it came out.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, I say this a lot on the radio, that, you know, I don't think I know this song. And I love doing songs this way because it doesn't bring any bias or
Yes.
any preconceived notions or
Yeah.
thoughts about the song into it. It's just pure looking at the lyrics.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more. I looked at this song and I realized the song that we were going to do, and it made me actually feel so happy inside. So that part of it is,
Because you actually know this
I
song.
do. And so for all of you guys out there, that means that I get to bring a little bit of my own bias to this. But I think that, honestly, I think that's going to be a good thing because U2 is the band, and the song is With or Without You.
And you know what? Just the title of that song and the name of the band to me brings up a beautiful discussion.
Yes, it does.
With or Without You by U2. I was like, how did they come up with that name, U2? It's so inclusive.
Is.
It's a very unique name.
Yeah, it is. And it sounds like it could just be a name, like the letter U and two, or it sounds like somebody is saying
You too.
you too, like
Right.
you
Come
as well.
along with
Yeah.
me.
And that's the funny thing about the song, because then it says with or without you. And you know, I feel like sometimes we hear that phrase in like a movie or in a TV show, and somebody might be saying it in a script where they're told that they have to read it in the way that it says, I'm going to do this with or without you. And actually, that isn't completely off reality, whatever reality we choose to see. It is a truth that some of us can have where we are knowing that we're going to do something.
With or without you.
Yes.
But today, it's you too.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails, she makes me wait, and I'll wait without you. With or without you. Through the storm, we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more, and I'm waiting for you. With or without you. I can't live with or without you. And you give yourself away. And you give, and you give, and you give yourself away. My hands are tied, my body bruised. She got me with nothing to win and nothing left to lose. And you give yourself away. And you give yourself away. And you give. And you give. And you give yourself away. With or without you. I can't live with or without you. With or without you. I added a little bit there on the
That's
one
okay.
because when I had like thought about hearing it, I added like an extra
Because
with
they
or
probably
without
echo it in the song, Bruce. You
Yes.
know this song.
I have listened to this so many times,
Wow.
and I love the song for that, what we were discussing before we actually started. And once again, I can't believe how many times I've listened to the song and how deeply reading it has affected me today. That
Wow.
it always happens here with
Yeah.
you guys, and I'm so
Yeah.
grateful for that.
Right. Because you really have to just be with the words. And there is so much power in words.
Yes.
And there is so much power in music.
Yes.
And when the two are married,
Yes.
when they come together, it is a different message.
It is.
Depending upon the music,
Yeah.
because sometimes the music can take away from the beautiful words. And that is why here on Lyrical Wisdom, we just look at the words
Yes,
and
yes.
share with you the message within the words. See this stone set in your eyes.
Yes.
See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you.
I love how you just read that because to me, that's how I was trying to read it too. It sounds very deep in a way, but it also, to me, it is a reference to the way that I can see it is, do you, like saying this to somebody, do you see the stone set in you? Do you feel the stone set in your eyes? Do you feel the thorn twist in your side? That doesn't sound like it's very pleasant.
No, and for me, it is someone that is really wanting to be with someone,
Yes.
however, seeing the coldness in their eyes. For me, a
Yes.
stone set in the eyes is just cold, blank, because stones, you can't really see through them.
No.
Well, I love some stones. A lot of stones do sparkle, Bruce.
They do.
But it is more, I believe that is saying that the look is just set.
Yeah.
It's solid and it's set and it's cold, dark. You can't see through it. It's just
Yes.
a stone set in the eyes.
And the way that you actually started that with stone cold, there was a wrestling.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
That's what made me think of
And well, and
it.
it's a perfect example of what you're talking about. Because really, that is, I think that's what they're saying is see the stone set in your eyes. The person that they are speaking to that they love very deeply, they're talking to somebody that they know is determined to get through this moment of having a thorn in their side.
The other thing, Bruce, is for me, when I look at people, I see the eyes as a window to the soul.
Yes.
And if there is a stone there, to me, it's saying, I still see you, but there's something blocking the real you.
Yes. I, gosh, that's, ex and for me, that's what I feel inside my heart about these lyrics is that the person that loves them so deeply is saying, I see this coldness. Do you see this coldness in your eye? Because you're looking at the world right now with this very cold, determined stare because you have this thorn twisting in your side, which cannot make them feel good. So they're dealing with something. They are processing their own issues, if you will.
Oh,
They're working on their own shadows. And the person that loves them very deeply is saying, I'll wait for you. And that is so
To
incredible.
process, to dig out that stone in your side. There's, or I mean, the thorn. That is such a saying I remember as a child, having a
A thorn
That
in
is
your
a
side.
thorn in my
Yeah. It's
side,
going to be a,
or
yeah.
he's a thorn in my side. It
Yeah,
was something
yeah.
you would say when someone was being difficult,
Yes. And
being
even more than difficult, like just incredibly
a
irritable.
bean.
Yeah. And so
In a
yeah.
nutshell,
What a thorn in your side
literally
there. Yeah. It's
painful,
and that's the funny,
painful,
yeah, and that's the funny thing is then the sentiment is repeated with the next lines because sleight of hand and twist of fate. Those two phrases to me are indicating the sleight of hand is like a magician who is making somebody watch them do something that is a trick, that is a distraction. So you
An
don't,
illusion.
yes, an illusion. That's a word I can think of. And that's the sleight of hand. There's an illusion there. There's a, you know, there's a fooling, there's a misrepresentation, there's something there. And then it says twist of fate. And it's to me a reference of sleight of hand, twist of fate, these things that are happening, this illusion, and these events that are occurring. These are things just like saying the stone set in your eyes, they're like metaphors for I don't want to say the word suffering, but I can't think of anything else right now.
Right,
You know,
right.
for a degree of suffering that somebody that they love is dealing with, that they're working on their shadows, they're working on this work that they need to do. And again, it says, on a bed of nails, she makes me wait, because this person is trying to say, now I am feeling like I'm suffering because I have to wait for this person I love, but I am dedicated to
So
that.
uncomfortable, though.
Yes, so
I'm
uncomfortable.
laying on a bed of
Yes,
nails.
but I am dedicated to helping myself. And we actually have somebody that we know that works with people much like that. It is a feeling that you're going to get that you know you need, you know you love it, and you know you're doing it for love and for the right reasons. And they say it right here. They say, and I'll wait without you.
Meaning, I'm
With
going to lay on that bed of nails, knowing you're not here beside me. Without you, I'm still going to wait for you.
Yes, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe. And that is the part to me that, you know, I don't want to say that it's suffering, but it's like on a bed of nails, she makes me wait. I feel like I really couldn't honestly speak to you guys out there about these lyrics without kind of saying it that way. I think that that is the point they're trying to make. They're trying to say that, yeah, this is going to be unpleasant for both of us, but I love you and I'm going to be with you for it.
And you know what the beautiful thing, Bruce? it's with or without you. It is also just you. There are times when you can say your eyes or she makes me wait, and that could just be the other part of you. In other words, we all have this masculine and feminine within us that when we are in balance, we are so connected to the source that things don't bother us. We don't feel the nails we're laying upon. We don't feel the thorn that's in our side. We're able to pull it out, you know, remove the stone and get up off the bed.
Of nails.
And
Yes.
because we are connected to that other part of ourself. And
Yes.
so I just want to make that statement in that we don't have to talk about something outside of us in this song. We can also turn it within as well.
If you understand the athletes out there, Donna, that will use a mime version of keep feeding me. I want to do that this morning. Donna needs to keep going. I'm holding a spoon in my right hand and imitating my hands using a bowl and a spoon. Like, keep feeding this beautiful light here
Yeah,
sitting next to
yeah.
me, because yes, that is
Because I
exactly.
see with or without you, and I'll wait for you, and I'll wait without you
Yes.
being that essence of ourself, that spirit that just wants to be with us all the
Yes.
time.
All the time.
Yeah, that loves us dearly.
Yes, I want to call it unconditional love, but you know, there are some conditions here.
Authentic.
Yeah, it's authentic. It is,
Authentic,
yeah.
because we're gonna get thorns and we're gonna sleep on beds of nails.
Yes, we
We're
are.
human. We
Yeah.
have those frustrations, angers, anxieties, whatever.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of being able to come back to you. And
That's
through the
amazing.
storm, we reach the shore.
Keep feeding this young lady next to me.
You give
She's
it
so on
all,
it.
but I want more. And I'm waiting for you.
That is exactly what we were just saying, and that's why I love that. You just said, I can't even believe it, because then when we read those, I was looking at those words and I thought, that's exactly what she's saying. Like, this is exactly how they are leading us in the song. It's like a crescendo in music. You feel it building and building and building, like bolero. By the end of the song, the orchestra is blaring it as a forte,
Wow.
forte, forte, you know, as they
Yeah.
can make it. And so this is what I feel like it's doing here. It's like a build, and it's right there. It basically really hits the bullseye, and you nailed it. It's through the storm, we reach the
We
shore.
reach
Yeah,
the
we're going to
shore.
ride through these things that are a little bit difficult. And you know, you gave it all, but I want more, you know, because through the storm, working on these shadows, working on these things, the moment of feeling not synchronized, the moment of feeling less harmony, And then, you know, the one person that you love is giving all, but maybe that isn't meeting the expectations or the desires of the person that they're with. And they say, okay, you know what? I know you are giving it all, but I want more. I'm going to be honest, but I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting. I love you and I'm going to wait for it. I'm going to give you the chance. I'm going to be love and I'm going to give you the opportunity. You know, I'll be here laying on this bed of nails with or without you
I
because
can't
they
live
can't. Yeah.
with or without you.
And it almost sounds a little, dare I say, sociopathy if you say, you know, if you think like they're getting clingy or something like that, like, I can't live, you know,
Dependent.
yeah, too dependent. But actually, this is more to me a statement of, I love you, I believe in you, I will be here for you, and thank the universe for that opportunity, you know, because that's what I think they're saying. They're saying, I'm not going to leave your side.
And I can't be me without all of me.
Yes.
You
Yes.
know, that's I can't live with or without you. It's like I have to, when you are not in sync, you don't feel the joy in life.
And it doesn't make you feel like you are yourself.
Right.
Yeah, and
And you
that's,
can't live. And
yeah.
then when you do face those shadows and that darkness and all, you don't like it. You don't
Yep.
want to. And that's that part of I can't live with me either because
Yep.
I don't like myself right now.
Yep.
But it's
Yeah.
okay. And realizing that and
Yeah.
coming to the point where you give yourself away. And you give and you give and you give yourself away.
Yes.
That is the part where twofold, I believe, Bruce, because some of us do that in relationships. We
Yes.
give too much of ourselves to the other person. We
Yes.
give our all. And that's when we feel like, you know, I can't live without you. And right now, I can't live with you because I'm giving you everything I've
Yes.
got
Yeah.
and I'm not receiving anything back.
Yes, the balance in the relationship is, it's an unbalanced moment.
The more, when you keep giving yourself away
Yeah.
outside of yourself
Yes.
and not filling yourself,
Yes.
you do become empty.
You do. And what's funny is, I know that's what's really resonating with me, Donna, is that you were talking about this before in the previous lyrics, because it actually touches on that with my hands are tied, my body bruised, she got me with. Now, when he sings that, he actually says it, my hands are tied, my body bruised, she got me with. And it's as if the sentence ends with the word with. And to me, those things, my hands are tied, I'm bound, I'm shackled, I'm held by this, I'm captured, I'm surrendering to this. And I've surrendered to the body being bruised. She got me with like these body blows. You know, she's giving it all at all. Or I say she, whoever it could be he or she. But he says she got me with. And so I'm gonna go with that. And you know, they say that, you know, you've given yourself away and you give it all, but I want more. And I think that's part of it, is exactly, that's a saying, exactly what you just said, Donna. The person speaking these words is saying, I have given you everything I can. I'm giving you everything I possibly could. And, you know, I'm still receiving body blows. I still have nothing to win and nothing left to
Left to
lose,
lose.
because it's that surrender that is just allowing for this moment. It's a beautiful moment of truly, I think, unconditional love. But you are absolutely right. The balance in this relationship, the power is unequal.
And I think that's what the internal struggle is with all of us.
Yes.
We become unbalanced and you know, we pretend to be good or whatever, you know, people call it spiritual bypassing or something like that. I don't know, but
Yes.
it comes to a point where if you don't accept who you really are in your authentic self, when those feelings of anger come up, those feelings of frustration come up, and you don't allow yourself to feel those, you leave yourself with nothing to win and
Nothing
nothing
left.
left to lose.
Yeah. And you were, it's amazing. And a lot of the way that I feel like we are interpreting these words is also, I am so grateful for the experiences that we've had in our lives, but that is a part of what I think that we bring to you guys is the fact that, we may have lived some of this. And knowing that, I gotta be honest, it is so hard sometimes to realize that you're looking in the mirror as you say things to somebody else.
And that is where I think I am coming to as well, Bruce, because in my life now, being in that place where there is nothing to win and nothing to lose is perfect.
Yes.
Because then everything just is.
Yeah.
And there are no labels of bad or good or this or that. It's just being where you're at and what you're doing and just enjoying it
Yes, being able to
in every
appreciate it.
moment,
Yeah.
enjoying the anger, enjoying the frustration, enjoying the love,
Yes.
enjoying the peace. It's nothing, no thing.
That is so perfect. And that is exactly why I think then after he says nothing, nothing to win and no thing left to lose like that, that's perfect. But then it says, and you give yourself away, and you give, and you give, and you give yourself away. And that portion of the song, it could be relating to either side here. You could be the person's singing could be, talking about themselves.
Right. And that is to me back to that nod of being so wanting and desiring outside of yourself.
Expectations.
Right. Giving yourself away. In other words, all of your energy, your inner self, you keep giving it away to something or someone. And you keep giving yourself away, giving yourself away. You give, you give, you give yourself away. And then you find that with or without you, I can't live with or without you, with or without you. You find yourself standing in front of a mirror, saying those words to
Yep. To
yourself.
yourself. And really, that's I think a lot of times how frustration with ourselves can then manifest itself as something that becomes frustration with somebody else.
Yeah,
You know?
it becomes outside of you. You
Yeah.
project everything. I mean, we all, I think many of us know this now, that our exterior is a reflection of our interior.
Yes.
So what is going on inside of you, outside of you, is the reflection.
Yeah, as above, so below. And that,
Within and without.
yes, and that is
With you
exactly
and without
without
you.
you. Yeah,
Thank you
wow.
so much, you too.
Yeah, you
And you
too.
guys too.
Thank you.
It's been a great, fun day
Yes,
today. Thank you
yes.
all so much for joining us. And remember, if you're listening on YouTube, please subscribe, like, leave us a comment.
Yes.
Tell us if there's a song you would like for
Yes.
us to shine a little light on and share a little lyrical wisdom.
Yeah. And you can send in a request if you don't want to go to YouTube, that's fine. I like YouTube and I like Spotify. We have lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. We also have where you can send your request. We also have Spotify. So you can find us on Spotify, but you're not going to be able to really make a request there. I think that if you go and leave a comment on YouTube or email us, we're going to probably receive that a lot easier.
Yes,
So
yeah. Thank you
please
all
do,
so,
yes.
so much for listening and being a part of
Lyrical
Lyrical Wisdom.
Wisdom.